Hey, you guys, it's Bonnie, your host of the Grieving Girl podcast. And today we're here with my bestie, Natalie.
Hi.
Woo!
Woo! Applause.
The applause, the applause, the applause. You know, Gaga's back.
Gaga never left.
Make sure she's close to your mouth.
Gaga never left.
There
Is she
go.
Not close?
We need to hear you loud and proud.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, everyone, welcome to season 4. That is crazy. No idea how these episodes are actually going to air. So this could be episode 1. It could be episode 3. You know, there are certain parts of this podcast that are... We're still grassroots, so we'll figure that out. So if you're listening, you can tell me what episode we're on.
We're just out here in these streets, we're just doing it.
We're just out here. So we listen and we don't judge. So I've got my friend here because I just knew she had some weird shit up her sleeve when it comes to grief, as we all do. So if you're an avid listener of the Grieving Girl podcast, you know Natalie's story a little bit. But if you're new to us, Natalie, why don't you just give us your background with grief, just in case?
I am the secondary member of the DDC. I was superseded by Bonnie. My dad died sophomore year of high school. And
how old were you in the sophomore year of high school?
I was 16 and 3 months old.
Wow, 3 months.
3 months.
Specific.
Yes, ma'am. I say that because somebody had made a comment to me about like, well, you don't know how many like holidays you get with your family. So like you have to whatever. And I was like, I'm actually acutely aware of how many holidays I got. Like I got 13 normal ones with my dad and then I got 3 abnormal ones and I've had 19 ones without him. So like I'm aware.
That's so real because we were so little. It's like, no, there's like the numbers very exact.
Yes.
It's not like you had to be like, oh, I guess I was 60 blank. So that was 60 worth. Right. Oh, it's been 2 without.
Right. No.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, although I did have to do math for my dad over this holiday, I was like, how many years has, how many Christmases has it been?
Right.
Because, you know, I like to black things out.
You're very good at it.
Yeah. Disassociation. Woo-hoo. Okay. So, DDC member Natalie, do you have anything weird you've done with your grief or you're like, I don't know if anybody else fucking does this, but I feel like it's weird, but I'm going to do it anyway?
I have many, but the like most recent thing that I've noticed about my grief is I went to the Super Bowl this year, go Birds, and in prepping my bag and what I was going to wear, because you know, it's all about the outfits, I had to like gangrene wear my stuff. I have had my dad's Eagles sweatshirt in a pillow for 20 years.
Now, was this your pillow or his pillow?
It was my childhood pillow.
And you stuffed his shirt in there.
And the day that he died, I think that shirt was like on my parents' bed and I grabbed it and like was like holding it and it smelled like him. And so I slept with it for like weeks and it lived in my pillow. And then it just like never made its way out of that pillow. And that pillow was on my bed for the rest of high school. That pillow came with me to college. It's moved with me to every apartment and place that I've ever lived. It was always on my bed. And then it turned to like, I had it in my closet and I would like bring it out when I needed it.
Sure.
But like the amount, like 20 years of crying and sweating and slobbering on this pillowcase and pillow and my dad's sweatshirt because I never washed it. But I was like, I want to bring this to the Super Bowl. And I was like, I think I have to wash this. Like I was talking with John and was like, John knows about the pillow. And
John's Natalie's man. For any of you listening who don't know who be John B. John B, her man.
Abuelo be my guy. Abuelo's also the only person, like outside of my girlfriends, Abuelo's the only man who knows about the pillow because like sacred. And so I was like, I think I'm going to bring my dad's sweatshirt to the game so I can like have him with me. And he was like, that's great. That's awesome. And I was like, but I think I have, like my brain, like the logical part of me was like, hold on. you need to wash this.
It must.
Like, must.
We can't be traveling.
20 years. I wasn't about to then get on a plane with this, like... And also, hot take, I don't know when it was washed before that, because, like, who knows? It could have been a week. It could have been... Like, it's not like my dad wore that to work. Like, that was his, like... And he wasn't working. Like, I don't know when that thing was washed last. It could have been... 2023, like 20, like 2003, and he died in 2000. Like, I just don't know.
This is true, and we could ask, but we can't.
No, but we won't. I'll end up finding out after this airs, so I'll let you guys know. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna wash it, and then it took me like a week to like actually put it in the washer.
Sure.
And before I put it in the washer, I remember like smelling it, and John was in the kitchen, and he was like, "You all right over there?" And I was like, I don't even know why I'm smelling this. It's, I know that it smells like me, but I swear I'm feeling like it smells like him. And I know that it doesn't. Like, I know it doesn't.
But maybe there's like an association,
yes,
or something.
Totally. So, you know, I put it in the washer and like took a deep breath and was like, I'm a big girl. It's fine. And I took it out of the washer into the dryer, took it out of the dryer, and I smelled it again. Like, maybe it would come back. No. And then before we left to go to the airport, I took my dad's cologne, which I also have. Sorry if my brothers or mom don't know about that, but I've had it for 20 years.
Surprise, 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 surprise.
And I sprayed my dad's cologne on the sweater. So like, and then I smelled it again and I was like, oh, there he is. And I took it to the Super Bowl and then we won. So hot take. My dad was with us and is the reason why we won.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Saint Chris.
Saint Chris. Yo, my guy.
Okay, and you know what I say to that? We listen and we don't judge. And also, I think that that's like, I don't know about the stuffing of the shirt in the pillow, but I bet, I mean, I have my mom's pillow.
Yeah.
Off of her bed. But do you think I've washed it?
Okay. No. Right.
Do you think it's on my bed? Yes.
Right.
And I sleep with it still.
Right.
And I know that it's gross. That
yes.
I have not washed that pillow, but you know what? Beep off everyone for being like, ew. All right. Well, if your mom's dead, you get it. If your dad's dead, you get it. If your parents aren't dead, you don't get it. And
we're happy for you that you don't, but also
catch you sleeping with their dead person's pillow sometime in your life. It'll happen.
Also, there's a second one that's in the pillow that's not washed, but it didn't have any, it wasn't like an Eagles thing. So that's still intact.
I won't lie. When people come here, I will put the pillow somewhere else.
Yeah, no.
Just because I'm like, I don't want people to see this.
Right.
But also, I also maybe thought to myself recently, but sure haven't, like, oh, maybe I'll put the pillow in a second pillowcase, like just double bag it. Is that appropriate to say?
Well, yes.
I don't know. Two bags.
You know, I understood.
Okay.
Double bag.
Double bag it.
to keep
two
it
pillowcases.
Safe.
That way I'm not messing with its original form.
Sure.
But maybe my face won't break out or like I won't be breathing in germs.
Right. No, I'm
or sure. Getting my mascara on her pillow.
Right.
And ruining it.
Right. Because
God forbid she wants it sometime soon.
Hun. 20 years, slobber, sweat,
that's
tears.
What I'm saying. So we are sitting here being like, this must be weird. Like, people don't do this. And here we are talking about our pillow problems. And now we've named the episode.
Oh, pillow problems. That's cute, though.
I mean.
And it's real.
Yeah. It has to be.
I obsessed over it. Like, I could not. I went to work thinking about it. Like, John and I spent a lot of time talking about it. Like. It because then I was like, should I not? Like, I was like, then maybe I shouldn't do it. And when I took it out of the dryer, I was like, I can't believe I did it. Like, it was like an event for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Grief makes us weird, do weird shit.
Yeah. And then like for the game, I brought it with me because I was like, maybe I'm going to be cold. First of all, we were in New Orleans. No, I wasn't. Stupid. But I like had it wrapped around me and that whatever. And when we won, I like put it on me. I'll cry again. And I like took pictures of like me wearing his sweater with like the stadium in the background and all the confetti going and like
insert picture here. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's special and a cool way to honor your dad without having him stuffed in your pillow now. Now you can like wear him. Like I wear my dead dad sweatshirts during yes. Eagle season yes. or not, because then there are days where I'm just like, you know what? That's a really comfy sweatshirt and it makes me think of him right. in a different way. Yeah. So I will wear it. But like, yeah, I mean, that could spiral into a whole another conversation of how like we found all those dead dad sweatshirts in a moldy cardboard box in my mom's basement because like that's what she had to do with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
wasn't in a pillow. It was in a box in the basement.
Right. Like I got to put it down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, grief makes us do weird stuff. And I just felt like this season we could keep it relatable yet light, because as we're talking about this and tearing up, we're also laughing about how fucking weird some stuff is.
Well, because it's like, because also like grief is weird. And also when you don't talk about it, then you feel weirder about it. And right. like we all have our own little weird things. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes you. It's what makes me. That's what makes all of our listeners you. We're all weird, and it's like who we choose to let into our weirdness. But mm-hmm. for some reason, grief is so like there's such this faux pas about it. Like, don't do it. Don't talk about it. Like, you're too open about it. And then it gives you I feel like there's like shame involved in it. Like, why should I feel shame in feeling my grief out loud? Like, sometimes I'm just sad and it's okay. And like,
right.
when other things are happening, I'm like, man, it would be really cool if my dad was here, because like I wouldn't be upset about that on top of this. Like,
right.
or I would have somebody to talk to about the things that, like, whatever. Also, sometimes I think that and I'm like, no, you wouldn't. He would not be helpful in this moment. Like, you are idealizing this like man who was had flaws. Like,
right.
But in my little, like my little girl brain, when I think about him, like, I'm suddenly not 36 and I'm 14 again. And I'm like, my dad could fix this. Wrong. Like, probably right. couldn't.
But in your teenage years, that was who he was. So that's like right. who it will always be.
Yeah.
For you.
Right.
Because, you know, frozen in time kind of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I what was I just going to say in relation to what you were sharing? Couldn't tell you. Forgot already. Because.
Grief. Shame. Faux pas.
Grief. Shame. 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 Oh, just because, I mean, we're the first generation, second generation, I mean, out of our parents who were like told, like, don't share your feelings, don't talk about politics, don't talk about nothing. And we still see how healthy that was for everybody. So, you know, no therapy.
Right.
Men don't even know what a therapist is.
Right.
And look at us. We got men going to therapy. We got open conversations on the interwebs about grief, about feet. About all, anything you could imagine.
Not feet.
I mean, there are feet freaks on the internet.
There are.
You should. My newest TikTok I put out there, I thought it was just silly. I was like, let me just throw her up there to say I hit the algorithm. 80,000 views.
Ma'am.
It's my foot in a shoe.
What if they saw that arch, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yikes. This conversation just went from grief to arches. Freaky. And that's the Grieving Girl podcast, you guys.
Stupid.
Okay, cool. Well, I told Natalie that I think I do so much weird shit that I'm gonna share something new every episode. So today I told you guys about my pillow. My mom's pillow is on my bed. I do sleep with it. I try to push it to the side, so therefore I don't ruin it, because I'm trying to keep it
preserved.
But it. There are some days where I'm like, I just need to put my head on this.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy. But it is what it is.
Hugging it, it's a different kind of thing.
Yeah. And also, like, it wasn't like she was like, this is my coveted pillow. It would just happen to be on her bed the right. day she died. Right. And therefore, it is her pillow. Like, my sister also has one. That might be the primary pillow. Right. I don't know.
Right.
But whatever. And you know what? I bet you my sister still has that pillow somewhere.
Right. Probably.
I wonder where it is. Tell Ma'am? Us. Tell us. Comment below. Where's mom's other pillow?
For real.
And you'll all find out something new next time. Next episode, you'll find out about another weird thing Bonnie has hid, carries with her every day in her bag. I've got so many secrets. You all think I'm kind of normal.
Ma'am.
Jokes on you, friggin'. But yeah, so I think this is the episode, which I just... love. Cool. Short, sweet, to the point.
Cool.
If you're hoarding pillows, you're not alone. And you'll find out what's next on the next episode.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't forget, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to my channel. Maybe leave a comment, even if it's just a heart, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Okay, bye. Oh, wait, we have to cheers.
Oh, thank you for my, what did you call it?
Mocha choca bullshit.
Mocha choca bullshit.
There was also like a lot of words.
Grande salted caramel cold foam cold brew.
You're saying that like that wasn't a lot of words. That was
mocha choca bullshit.
Cheers. Cheers to having pillow problems. Bye.
Bye.